time for our children to have their special little time, and Tammy Wilbanks is going to tell them a story at this time. So all the children come up. At this time, you can also pass the little silver plates from the outside aisle towards the center, and then the children will pick them up.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today I'm going to tell you a story. It is sort of like a parable, and the name of it is Because I Love You. And you can look up at the screen so you can see the pictures. Long ago, in a land far away, any like any land that you had ever seen before, there lived a wise man named Shaddai. He was a large man with a tender heart. He had bright blue eyes, the color of crystal blue waters. And he had a thick beard. And when he would laugh, which he often did, his cheeks would be round and they would pull up on his eyes, so his eyes would look half moon. And when he would sing, which he often did, the tall aspen trees would bend, and the butterflies and the birds would stop and listen. Even the children would turn and hear his voice, as well they should, because it was because of them that he sang. And for the children, Shaddai had built the most wonderful village ever. It was more than any child could ever dream. The children would play in bright blue water, and they had grassy meadows and orchards to run through. The sun never seemed to set too early, and the cool night sky always brought a quiet peace. But most of all, Shaddai was always near. And when Shaddai wasn't in the meadow, he was at his workshop, for he was a carpenter. The children loved to be with him. And when they come to visit him in his workshop, they loved to smell the sawdust and watch what he was making with trees and logs. He would build chairs and tables. They would all turn and take turns coming up to him and press their tiny hands against his large hand. Every night he would gather the children in the grassy meadow and tell them stories. He was fascinated with the children, and they loved to listen what he had to tell them until their eyes were weary. The children loved Shaddai, and Shaddai loved the children. He knew each of them by name. He knew that Debbie was shy, and that Julie was quiet, and then Alex was a little mischievous, and that Paladin was curious. And when one of them would call his name, he would drop whatever he was doing to come and turn to them. It said that his heart had 100 strings, each held by a different child. And Shaddai loved them all the same. And that is why he built the wall. The wall was high, a stone fence surrounding the village. Shaddai had built it rock upon rock, and it was so tall that when Shaddai stand up, it was farther than he could reach. He spent his days building it, and as he built, he did not sing, because he knew outside of that wall, was a deadly forest. Shaddai bit the wall. He would often pause and look at the shadows beyond. Cruel thorns and wild beasts and hidden pits filled the dark forest. It was no place for children that he loved. He would tell the children, beyond this wall is danger, but you were made for my village, not for the terrible land beyond. Stay with me where it's safe. But in his heart, he knew that it was only a matter of time. The day passed and the final stone was on the wall. He returned to his shop and took a long aspen branch and sat down and carved a staff. Shaddai stood the staff in the corner. He goes, I'll be ready. I'll be ready, he told himself. Sometime later, a boy ran into Shaddai's workshop. Shaddai, Shaddai! And the maker dropped his hammer and turned. What is it, Palladin? The boy said, the wall, I found a hole in it, and it's about this big. Someone could crawl through it. Shaddai pulled over and the stool and sat down. I knew it would be you, Palladin, because you're curious. I was curious, Shaddai. I wanted to know why you won't let us go out there on the other side. Why is it so bad? Shaddai motioned for the boy to come to him. And when Palladin came near, the maker cupped his hands and held his small face. Palladin, listen to me. These lands out here, they're not for you. They're not for me. A journey into the forest will hurt you, and you were not made for those lands. You can go anywhere you want to in the village, but please don't go beyond. If you leave here, you may not find your way back. Palladin said, well, will you fix the hole? No, Palladin. I created the hole because I love you so much. But you just said you didn't want us to leave. And Shaddai said, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay with me forever. But I did make the opening when I built the wall. But then fix it, Palladin said. The children, they're going to leave. I know, Palladin. But I want the children to stay because they want to. Not because they have to. Palladin was confused. He didn't understand. He saw Shaddai looking at him as he left the shop. Palladin was confused. A part of him wanted to stay with Shaddai, and the other part wanted to go take a peek on what was on the other side of the wall. He looked again into the shop. Shaddai was standing now, not moving, but standing, his large hand stretched out to the boy. But Palladin turned quickly as not to notice it. He walked as fast as he could. I won't get too near that wall, he said. I'm just going to peek in. Questions came to his mind. Why do I want to do what Shaddai doesn't want me to do? And why am I so curious? Is it so wrong to want to see what's beyond the fence? Now Palladin was at the hole. Without stopping to think, he laid on his stomach. I'll just take a quick look, he told himself. What could be wrong with just going through it a little bit? Palladin crawled farther. Soon he was through the wall, and he was out into the forest. He wondered if something was going to hurt him, but nothing did. He started to relax and say, this isn't so bad. It's kind of nice out here. What was Shaddai worried about? Palladin began walking to the forest. Twigs snapped beneath his feet. I don't see anything scary out here. There's a wolf down in the corner. After a dozen more steps, he thought, I don't think Shaddai was right. I think he was wrong. There's nothing here that's going to hurt me. Just wait until I tell the other kids how great it is on the other side of the wall. And he turned to go back through the wall, and guess what?
It wasn't there.
It wasn't there. He stopped and stared. He saw only a solid wall. He paced back and forth. Where's the hole, he thought? Was it somewhere else? He couldn't remember. He ran and ran and could not find the hole. Suddenly, he heard a strange sound in the woods behind him. He turned around quickly to see what it was, but it was nothing. Now he was starting to get afraid and scared. It was dark. The forest was threatening, as if something was about to destroy him. Desperately, Pauline searched the wall. He could not climb over it, and he couldn't go through it. There was no way home. And then he remembered what Shaddai had said. If you leave here, you may not find your way back. Shaddai's words rang through in his mind. The boy's eyes were wide with fear. He sat on the ground and he hugged his knees and he began to cry. Shaddai, Shaddai, I'm so sorry. Do you love me enough to find me? Will you come and look for me? Shaddai, I'm so sorry I didn't listen to you. Please, please help me. Palladin's plea had been heard by the one who loved him, even before he had spoken. For as the boy left Shaddai's workshop, the maker had watched him as long as he could. And when Palladin was out of sight, Shaddai turned, not to take up his work, but to take his apron off and to hang his tools up. Then he reached the corner and took his staff, the one that he had carved after he finished the wall. Even before Palladin had reached the wall, Shaddai had left the shop. Even before Palladin had asked for help, Shaddai was on his way. Even before the hole in the wall had closed, Shaddai had opened another. His strong hands pulled away the rocks until he could see in the forest. And with his staff at his side, Shaddai crawled through the hole. He left the village he made and set out in search of his child. Do you think Shaddai found Palladin?
Yes.
And in the parable, who was Shaddai?
Jesus.
It was God. In fact, Shaddai means God Almighty, God of Heaven. And who were the children? Do you know who the children were?
God.
The children was us. Because everything God does for us, he does because he loves us. He protects us. He listens to our prayers. He provides for our needs. And he even sets boundaries and gives warning to us. So the next time you're confused or scared or worried about something, you just ask Shaddai to come and help you. And he will come because he loves you. Thank you for being so quiet. You can go back to your seats. Don't forget to pick up the offering.